You're listening to the Professional Brotherhood Podcast, because when the alarm sounds, nobody cares if you're career or volunteer.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. And listen, today is completely off the cuff. I don't know. I got up this morning. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. My mind's going in a million different directions. And I had some thoughts that I thought could potentially make a good episode. So here we are. I'm driving to work, phone in hand, just doing a little recording. So here's my question. Where are all the progressive, aggressive volunteer fire service leaders? Where are you? Roll call. And I'll tell you what kind of prompted this thought for me. So, past couple weeks, I've been teaching some one-night classes, some small deliveries. Last week, I actually was teaching a National Fallen Firefighters Foundation presentation, and we were talking about leadership, accountability, culture, and knowledge. Okay, if you know the program, maybe you'll kind of see where I'm going with this. You know, when I present a class like that one, there's lots of ideas, lots of idea-based thought, right? About the fire service, about the things that we need to change in order to do our job more effectively in a safer manner, right? And change the culture, not the culture like the tradition of the fire service, but you know, change the direction that we're going in and what types of changes we can bring to our organization to be a better organization for the future, right? And when I do these types of programs, it's kind of like when Chief Andershack and I are out doing our recruitment and retention program, we get a lot of people that are like shaking their head. Oh my God, this is great stuff. These are awesome ideas. Oh, we're going to, you know, when we get done with this seminar, we're going to change the world. And the heads are bobbing and people are smiling and interacting. And they know that it's great stuff, right? Because they know that there's a lot of changes that we can make in the fire service to make the future better for us, right? Because we need to think about the future. We need to think about beyond our generation. If our goal is for the volunteer fire service to be around for another 100 years in our community, we need to focus on the future. We need to lay the foundation now for that success 100 years from now, right? There's the great Paul McCombs caricature where they're laying the bricks, right? They're building the bricks of the future. And we need to do this. But I think there's a lot of things that hold us back. Part of me feels like we're being hijacked by imposters, right? The volunteer fire service is being hijacked by imposters. And maybe imposters is a little harsh, but I have a problem with the future of the fire service being in the hands of people that have never done the job. And when I say people that have never done the job, I don't mean like politicians or community members that, you know, maybe run for a seat on your board of fire commissioners or whatever. I mean people that have never physically done the job as a interior all-in firefighter. Let me say that again. A all-in interior firefighter one, or whatever the hell you want to call it, certified firefighter. And that statement takes me back 20 years. Probably, at least, maybe longer. I don't know. My original department we were writing in a bylaw change or reviewing the bylaws, rules and regulations for officers, whatever it was at the time. And there was a gentleman, an older gentleman, great guy, super nice, super dedicated to the service, right? But he was a chauffeur and an exterior firefighter. Now, in New York, let me explain something to you folks before you get all freaking crazy, right? Because I know some states aren't like this. I think Jersey being one of them. In New York, you can take courses to make you an exterior-only scene support firefighter, okay? Gives you the training to assist on the fire ground, but not enter an IDLH atmosphere, okay? It works for us here. I honestly don't know how states that don't allow such a thing still actually have volunteer fire departments, but listen, I've been my entire life in New York. This is what I know. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but it's what I know. So anyway, had a gentleman that was, again, solid guy, chauffeur, exterior firefighter, wanted to run for line office, wanted to become a lieutenant, right? And the job of the captains and the lieutenants is to lead the men, right? Lead the men. First line supervisor. Lead them into the building, right? Enter the IDLH atmosphere as an interior firefighter. And we had a rule and regulation on the books that remained on the books that said if you wanted to run for a line office, that you had to be an interior firefighter. And I might have been, I don't know what I was at the time, maybe I was an assistant chief or chief, you know, and it was a controversial issue for a little while with a few people. The senior guys that couldn't do the interior job anymore, really. You know, and this guy said, well, you know, it's not going to stop me from being it wouldn't make me a bad fire ground officer. Like, I can be a fire ground officer from the outside. And, you know, our response as chiefs at the time was, well, we've got chiefs for that. We don't need, you know, we don't need six officers standing around the outside. We need officers inside leading the men, and that's the job, right? So I still feel firmly about that today. I don't understand how departments elect in officers that have never completely and fully done the job. And that's kind of where my imposter statement comes from. And again, maybe a bad choice of words. It sounds a little aggressive, I know, but or offensive maybe. But I don't understand how somebody can feel that they can lead their personnel when they have not completely done the job, right? I don't understand how somebody can lead their personnel when it comes to entering a building, doing a search, stretching a hand line, VESing a building, venting a roof, like all these things that the firefighter one certified firefighter does, when they've never done it, right? I feel strongly about that still today. I have a problem with it. It's kind of like, look, I realize there's going to become a day where I, as an instructor, am going to be irrelevant in certain aspects of what I teach, right? You know, right now I'm at a stage in my life where I'm still able physically and mentally to teach and present and demonstrate a majority of the topics of the job, right? A majority of the tasks of the job. I spend a lot of time in the water, right? Doing water rescue technician stuff in the summertime, in the summer months, spring and summer, right? There's going to become a time where my body is probably not going to allow me to do that job anymore. And I'm going to have to make a decision when I feel that I'm becoming irrelevant in my message, or I can't keep up with the topics that I'm teaching physically, that I'm going to need to bow out of that role, right? Look, I don't teach apparatus operator. I don't teach pump operator. Not that I can't do it, but it's a job that I'm not a chauffeur, right? I've been a chief officer for the last 10 years. I don't chauffeur. I don't drive the apparatus. I don't pump unless I absolutely have to. Can I do it? Sure, absolutely. But for me to stand in front of a room and present as a pump operator in a room full of people with a lot more street experience than me, people are going to see right through me. They're going to know I'm full of shit, right? So, you know, are we being hijacked on so many levels by people out there presenting or representing us that don't necessarily have the knowledge, skills, and ability to represent us? And who's pushing for change? So back to my original thought, right? When we're presenting a new idea, or we're having a discussion about a new idea, if we're talking about recruitment, retention, if we're talking about a safety issue or within our own service or something that we need to change because we've been doing it the same way for the last 20 years and that's just the way we got to do it, as the senior people bang their hand on the table, right? We know, as the younger generation and shit, I don't even know what generation I'm in anymore, to be honest with you. I'm in my 50s. I've been doing this for 30-something years at this point, right? I'm not the younger generation, right? I'm the senior generation, right? So I need to be open to the thoughts of the generations, the Gen Xers, the Gen Zs, whatever the hell, right, that are underneath me. I need to be open to these thoughts. I need to be open to these changes that they are presenting. Right? And we have a lot of people that are not, that a lot of people that hold on to power, hold on to positions. It can be at any level, right? It can be at the local level. It can be at the county level. It can be at the state level. People hold on to these positions, right? And they know damn well that they do not relate to today's firefighter, right? Because they don't continue their education, they don't attend seminars, they don't attend classes, right? They just rely on the shit that they learned 35 fucking years ago, right? And that, my friends, is not good enough. It's not freaking good enough. So what are we doing about it, right? What are we doing about it? I'm not saying we start a coup and the younger generation has to push all the old timers out. No, I'm not saying that, right? Because there's a lot of depth of knowledge in our senior people. But what I'm saying is, right, when we sit there in a presentation and we are presented with good ideas that we know could potentially work or make our organization better, we got to find a way to put those things into play. We got to turn it into action. And in order to turn it into action, we need support, right? And we need to present it to the other people around us, right? We need to present it to the senior people to get their buy-in, right? And if we don't immediately get their buy-in, we got to keep on trying. That's the problem, my friends. We don't keep on freaking trying. We see that something needs to be changed. We get the no from the senior people and we drop it. Bullshit. It's like health and fitness. It's freaking contagious, right? If one person starts working out at the firehouse every day, eventually he's joined by a friend, then it's two friends, then it's three friends, then it's six friends, then it's 12 friends. And now we have a fucking trend, right? And we got people working out, we got people getting healthy, and we got people getting fit. That's what we need to do in the fire. That's what we need to do with all of our issues, right? It doesn't take a governor's task force of people that have been around for 35 years and politicians and all these other muckety mucks, right, to sit around and tell us how to fix our recruitment and retention problems, right? What it takes is a solid group of people from all age groups, right? I want the Gen Z. I want the Gen X. I want the people from my age group. I want the senior people that have been around for 55 freaking years. I want everybody at that table, right? Because everybody I can't relate to what a 16-year-old kid is looking for today. I can't. I can give you ideas to bring them in. I can give you ideas about utilization of social media and messaging and calls to action, and I can give you all these great ideas, but I need that smart, I need that kid at the table. I need that kid at the table telling me what him and his friends want, right? So we can't be hijacked, right? We can't be hijacked by a thought process or by people that think they know the job, but only know the job from what they read in a Firehouse magazine, right? That's not the same as knowing the job. That's not the same as doing the job, physically doing the job and knowing what it takes. Right? Now, those of you that have never been there, please don't take this episode and be like, oh God, Brian, he's, you know, this is so offensive. I can't listen to this. He's, you know, he has no respect for me. I would have loved to be an interior firefighter, but I started late. I get it. I get it. I do firmly feel that there's a job for everybody in the volunteer fire service. I do. But I also feel that when you don't know, that when you don't know, right? Or you don't relate, you need to put your hand up and say, hey, I don't know. I don't relate, right? Teach me. Make me understand, right? And you shouldn't be throwing your ring in the hat or your hat in the ring, your hat in the ring for positions or jobs that you have to relate in order to do them. You just shouldn't, right? It's going back to that standing in front of the room, teaching a topic that everybody knows you've never done, or maybe you haven't done in 30 years, and you haven't stayed relevant in one way, shape, or form. People know. People are going to see. People are going to realize, right? So let's not be overtaken by imposters, right? Let's find, where are today's volunteer fire service leaders? Where are you, right? Where are you? What changes are you making? What are you doing to ensure the success of your agency for the next 100 years? My friends, because if we are not working on that now, if we're not working on that now, we are going to cease to exist. We are either going to be gobbled up by consolidation, we are going to go combination, career, or something else. All right, but we are going to cease to exist. So where are you? What are you doing? How are you helping to ensure the volunteer fire service of tomorrow? What are you doing to stop those that are hijacking our service for the wrong freaking reason? Right? That have been the voice of your area for 50 years. And sure, they have a lot of knowledge and there's a lot there. But who's stepping up? Who's that next voice? Shit, maybe we should have term limits. I don't know. Maybe we should have term limits on and retire fire service leaders after a certain number of years. I know, it's ridiculous. But you get where I'm going with it, right? You get where I'm going with it. So listen, if you have a thought, if you have thoughts, things that you think you can bring to the table, right? You're doing something different in your area. You've got a good thing going. You know how to make change. You've made change. You've turned your organization around. You think you're guaranteeing your agency's success for the next 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 years. Kara and I want to talk to you, and we want to talk to you, and we want to have you on the show. We want to know what you're doing, all right? So this is an all call, my friends. It's an all call, all right? We want to help secure the volunteer fire service for the future. That's part of our goal. When we go out and teach our recruitment and retention seminar, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring real world solutions and thoughts and actions to the volunteer fire service, because we want you to succeed. So if you have an idea or a way to do that, I want to hear from you. Kara wants to hear from you. Reach out to us and let's talk about maybe getting on an episode and talking about it. My friends, stay safe out there. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.